Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
She's the girl next door, and tonight she's joining us to talk about what's really going on in the Real Housewives of Dallas. Real Housewives Stephanie Holman joins the panel right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Can we still be friends?
Hello, AfterBuzzers. You're in for a really good show here because we have a full panel to break down everything, including a Real Housewife to talk about it.
She's here. In depth.
Yes, she's here. Stephanie Holman.
Thank you.
Yes. Cheers.
Thank you for being here.
Yes.
All the way from Dallas. Yes. Welcome back. Most important.
Thank you.
And up here at the table to break it down even more, it's at it's Grants Rants on Twitter.
Yes, and I'm Rachel Robillard. You guys can follow me on all social media at @Rach_Robillard.
And I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me all over social media at Athletic and join us now in the live chat on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it's DJ Richie Scott, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Scott, and in Vegas this weekend.
Ooh!
Yes. And we're listening to Justin Bieber, Friends.
Yes, because on this episode, we are all friends. We became friends with everyone in the cast, so I'd love to talk about that.
Yes, and we're all friends here on the show as
of
well.
Course.
So just keeping it all universal.
Keep it relevant.
Yes. So we're going to do a little bit of a recap and a Q&A with Stephanie. So let us know your thoughts in the comment, the chat here.
We already have people saying hi, Stephanie.
Yay!
So sweet.
So in this episode, Stephanie is plotting her revenge against Travis for buying that overpriced house.
Yes.
Which
yes.
I thought was hilarious.
Yes. With the pool in the living room.
It's gone now.
Okay.
It's just, we covered it.
So it's not filled in. You just covered it.
Like completely. Well, we covered it. It's just easier.
So you can walk on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And then we have a big plan for that place.
Okay.
It's going to be exciting, but it's so much work.
So you'll be able to open the pool and actually make use of it.
I mean, if somebody wants to move in after we sell it one day, then it leaves the option open.
Okay.
We could not. It would be really, really, really hard to I mean, I'm never going to have a pool party for
fun. Yeah,
pool living
party indoors.
Like, it's never going to happen. Yeah. I was thinking about doing like a little mermaid party just for Travis before, but then I'm like, no, because then he'll get excited and never want to let it go. So
and you would make a sexy Ariel for sure.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
What did you do with all that wallpaper that was worth hundreds of thousands of dollars?
I mean, it's still there. That room is still there. And the wallpaper's, it's gorgeous. But so much of the house wasn't functional. Like, there were two kitchens and both of them. And, I mean, I barely cook now, so I don't need two kitchens. Like, I would never use it.
Yeah.
And then there were two kitchens, but there was no, like, laundry room. When you have kids, you have to have, a big functioning laundry room, things like that. So Travis and I actually, build and sell homes mostly in this area. We do, about two a year just – for fun, because the sister's a realtor here. So we're used to redesigning and making things work, but this was a labor of love and hate. And
Well, let's talk about it. You're spending cash on this party. Money is no object. You're looking at a chandelier graveyard, which I really wanted to see. I feel like we didn't really get a good view.
Was it there?
Yeah. Well, it was supposed to be lining the front, but I feel like it was barely shown. But it was awesome. I mean, the decorator was amazing. I love Halloween. So whenever you usually have to commit yourself to one thing within the season, and I was like, I'm gonna do Halloween because it's my favorite holiday. So that was, and it was kind of at the beginning too, so I felt like I could just get it over with and not have the pressure.
Yeah, I got you on that. Let's talk a little bit about Cameron and our impressions of her on the panel. You know, she seems to kind of live in her own world. She's going out to dinner tonight mm-hmm. with her daughter and her husband, and the husband can't roll his eyes enough. Every time they cut to the husband, he's pissed.
I love his reactions. I think he's so funny. And Hilton, with all the Spanish she was doing at the restaurant.
Incredible.
It's like, wow.
So incredible.
I know.
Yes.
I'm pregnant, and I'm going to have my first child, and I'm like, telling my husband last night, he was watching with me, and I was like, we are putting our kid in Spanish class so she can speak like that. It's incredible. I like almost feel like she speaks better Spanish than you can English at that age. It was incredible. So I like mm-hmm. Cameron, though.
She's wrong. It's crazy.
I like her, but she has a tone when she talks, and it just kind of is like, I feel like I've been transported to her world as well. You know, like, when she talks to me, she kind of, like, she has sort of the Legally Blonde sort mm-hmm. of, like, speak to it. Like,
I want to be in that world.
Time. Listen to her.
That's why I dyed my hair blonde.
Stephanie, how did you meet Cameron?
Through Carrie. So, Carrie's actually kind of the one that got Cameron involved. And I met her right before we started filming. So, I didn't really know her going in, besides maybe an hour that I spent with her and Carrie. But you're right, like, she's kind of in her own little world. And sometimes, like, whenever I filmed with her, I was like, oh my gosh, like, it was like you're like transported and you can't get out.
Right?
It was very entertaining, though. And it becomes really entertaining for me because her and Brandy start, like, butting heads, which mm-hmm. is ridiculous and funny because the stuff they fight about is so funny and ridiculous. So
perfect.
It'll be very entertaining. Yeah. Yes.
What's your opinions on the pink dog food?
I have a little boy dog, so if it was blue, I'd be all about
okay.
it.
Okay.
But no, I mean, I feel like if that's your passion and that's what you want to do, then go for it. You live once, so you might as well.
You know what somebody brought up? So I know we were talking about the pink dog food. I think last weekend we were, and I said I really want pink dog food, and then somebody commented that it wouldn't come out the other end so well.
Right?
So, sorry, viewers.
Pink's coming in. Pink's got to come out.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. So, I was all for the pink dog food.
A commenter also pointed out that, you know, dogs, aren't dogs colorblind? So,
they are, yes.
That's more for us.
Yes. The pink is for us. Yes. Yes. Dog clothes are for us.
That's true. Exactly.
Let's talk about Deandra and a little bit of our opinion about her. I love the mother, of course, Mama D. You know.
She's hysterical.
Have you met her?
Great.
You know, I had met her briefly at like a few events, like little charity events. But I've never really sat down and talked to her, but she was always very nice. And then I watch her and I'm like, she's kind of hysterical. And I love the dynamic that her and Deandra have because it's so fascinating to mm-hmm. me.
It's
so
very,
fascinating.
It's mother-daughter scenario.
Yes.
It's like they could be friends, but it's like, first and foremost, you're my mother. And mm-hmm. I really like their dynamic, though. It's something you're used to seeing on reality
shows. What you
shows.
See, though, is that I feel like she has turned into her mother when she's talking to some of the other
yes,
ladies.
Like her stepchild.
Her demeanor changes uh-huh. as well. So she is, in fact, just like her mom.
Yeah, I see that.
Pick up on that.
Yeah.
When they're together, mother-daughter, it's like, okay, she's a little mm-hmm. less. She's not as type A.
Yeah, but when she's talking to some of the other ladies, mm-hmm. she's like...
She steps up.
Yeah. Yeah,
I feel like every time we see Deandra, we're getting more information on her life and her. It's like a little bit of a course. Now we learn how she met her husband in uh-huh. D.C. Her mother was turned off because they were all over each other the first time they went to dinner.
Yep.
And she's a stepmother. She's trying to sell her clothes on eBay. There we go. Today's lesson in Deandra.
Well, first of all, I mean, did he not look excited to sell those clothes?
Yeah, Keaton. He's 21 and dropped out of college. And he was like, you've paid how much money for that dress?
Yeah.
And even my jaw dropped when she's like, oh, yeah, like about $8,000 for this one. And I'm like...
Did she say 8?
18.
Yeah. 18.
Oh, 18. Well, I heard 18 and then I thought 18. I heard 80. And then I was like, oh, my God, I can't.
Well, surely not 80. I think it was 18.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was kind of... And I was like, oh, huh. I was like, how much did you pay? How much? You know, I'm kind of like hearing what everything's worth. I'm like,
Yeah. I love her, though. She's so unapologetic about what she has and what she likes and spending money, and that house is so eclectic. I mean, I feel like there's a million things in that house.
No, it's really, like, the house is really cool, and all the pictures Jeremy did, which I think are incredible. He's so talented. But the thing that I love most is, like, you're right, she's very unapologetic for who she is. Mm-hmm. And also, I think people sometimes forget that everything is relative. So, like, Travis and I will go, you know, out on a beach, and there'll be these yachts, and I'm like, oh my gosh, can you imagine? Like, I would can't imagine spending that much money on a boat. And Travis is like, but if you're worth billions of dollars, Stephanie, it's relative. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So sometimes I think people are like, $18,000, like, why would you do that for a dress? But maybe for her, it's relative, you know? Mm-hmm. Like,
well, you have a fashion blog.
Uh-huh.
So what's the most expensive dress that you have ever purchased?
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
Can you say? If yeah. you can say, say it.
The red Dior gown that I wore for the commercial.
Yeah.
I sent them a picture because I was going shopping with Travis, and I wasn't even going to send them that dress. He was like, no, I like it. You should send it. And it was $10,000.
Wow. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
No.
That's medium range.
Yeah. It wasn't, it's not horrific. I mean, it was.
Can you tell people about where they can find the blog?
Yes, it's StephanieHolman.com.
Okay. There you go.
Super easy.
Perfect.
Check it out. Let's talk about the big sit-down scene. This mm-hmm. build-up for the last two episodes bring us to you driving over to Brandy's house. And I just, I believe I even tweeted this last night. It was such a real moment. Even the entrance,
mm-hmm.
you could just feel that this there were stakes here. Mm-hmm. It's not like other housewives where, you know, they're forced to be filming together and they're doing an obligatory lunch. These two ladies really had to have a moment. Mm-hmm. And it was very private, except for the cameras.
But, yes. it did not feel private. I was like,
oh, really?
Shitting and the tears. My pants. It was just so, it was, it's really hard to be vulnerable on something that's meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does that make sense? Like, yes, I felt like totally. The first few weeks of filming, I felt like I was going to have a nervous breakdown because I felt like I just felt so, it was like such an, it was important and it was an emotional thing. And I was like, I just was worried that I was going to screw everything up by putting it out there with her. And, you know, because everything is so heightened
mm-hmm.
whenever camera's on you too. So it was scary. But yeah, I was terrified going in.
It didn't appear that way to me. I have to say, it looked like you had done maybe a few yoga breaths before walking in, and you were fairly composed, but wow, you really were
frightened. I was super nervous.
Huh?
Yeah, I was super nervous. Super nervous.
So just a few things were brought up in the conversation.
Yes.
I made a couple bullet points, and we can comment as we go throughout. But the first thing that was addressed was the Father's Day comment that you made about how they're your friends. That was the first thing.
Which... on Father's Day, I was having a really hard time, and I did stay inside. I didn't have a swimsuit. It was over 100 degrees outside. I didn't want to go outside. I was very aloof and very not part of the group of people that were there. And Travis came up, and he was really annoyed. And I said, I don't know why you worry about what I'm doing. All of your friends are here. Go hang out with your friends, meaning Brian and Lee and all the dudes, not like Brandy and Mandy mm-hmm. and all my mm-hmm. girlfriends. But I could see how she would have heard that and taken it as – I was saying that she wasn't my friend, but it was not at all the way that I would never say that. I would never hurt somebody's feelings on purpose, especially with that. Mm-hmm. But I was really annoyed with my husband at that moment. So, yes.
Okay. The next point being, Brandy says that she was worried that perhaps you were embarrassed to be associated with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you shot that down, of course. Then there were negative comments about the marriage mm-hmm. from the Bravo blog. They kept showing, but they wouldn't say that it was the Bravo blog. We're seeing it blurred
right.
out.
Right. It was my Bravo blog last year. Yes.
And even you said, Rennie, this is so old.
Right.
Well, and if you read the Bravo blog, mm-hmm. I'm not talking about her and Brian. I'm talking about Travis and Brian showing up drunk and late mm-hmm. to meet her grandfather. And that was a slow-moving car crash that my husband was with her husband, and it was humiliating, and I felt like he had a really big role and why that went so bad for her.
So it was not a comment about the
no,
marriage.
No, if you read it, it does not read like that at all. But I think that maybe it's really – but you have to put yourself in her shoes and everyone's shoes to do the show, because you're doing the show. It's so exposed. I mean, marriage is such a big thing, mm-hmm. and maybe she was getting so much negativity from, you know, like, people on Twitter are hard, and it's harsh, and they want to tell you everything about your life and everything about your marriage. And so she I do think that there was a possibility that she kind of skimmed over it and just took that and felt like it wasn't a supportive thing. She may have focused in on the slow-moving car crash, but if you read it, it was not at all written about her and Brian. It was written about Travis and Brian.
Hmm. I'm glad you cleared that up. Yes. I don't think we got that up here, did we?
No, because you couldn't read the post. Yes. They only highlighted the exact one sentence.
Yes. If you read my episode on blog, I pull it. Yes.
I read it last year.
Yeah. You did?
I didn't think it was anything.
No, it was not malicious.
I didn't think it was anything negative, although on the other side of the fence, I could see where...
I feel... I do. I feel like you have... I mean, it's such a hard space to be in. Like, even this year, I have to really compartmentalize my job versus my life, because last year it became one. Mm-hmm. Like, these are, you know, this is a job. These are my coworkers. And yes, I'm friends with some of them, but I cannot make that my life. And their drama cannot become my reality, because then you miss out on everything. And I feel like there was a point where probably both of us were so focused on just staying, you know, like not being depressed, and just like, it was so hard, and it hits you all at once. And then you go from people not knowing who you are to people having something negative to say about you every day. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it just got the best of both of us, and I know I did not handle it right. So yes, I feel bad. I feel bad. And now you live and learn. And my goal this year is to, like I said, compartmentalize it. And even during the first three episodes, like, we would watch them, we get them on Thursday, and then we would immediately be like, are you okay? I love you. Let's talk about this. Because I felt like there was a chance that it would go back to being really, like, it just puts you back into a hard space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like how they let you see the episodes first for y'all to then talk about it, because I assumed that y'all would watch it the same time as we do. And so then it's like, not only are your Twitter fans and haters, you know, talking to you, but now exactly the other housewives are talking to you too. So that's good that you're able to hash it out before.
We do. And some of the first ones were really hard, and we literally, like, we would watch it. We would take a few hours to ourselves, and then we would talk about it just so there was nothing left unsaid. Mm-hmm. Like, anything that hurt each other's feelings, any, you know, because I feel like that's kind of what ended up happening. It was just like compiling things on each other. And then it just was like everything was broken, and it was just the saddest 4 months, because she is and was like my sister, and it was hard.
You know, RuPaul said in a Hollywood Reporter interview that there should be a, like, an instructional video before you do a reality show or a season one of a reality show.
What to expect.
Yes. Yeah, and, like, with like, the social media and personal relationships and balance, like you're talking about. Yeah. Like, now you graduated to that, seems like.
I feel like if I didn't go through that, like, I went to Hoffman, which is, like, a seven-day retreat, literally to work on myself and to figure out how to do this job, because I realized that whenever Brandy and I weren't talking, I realized that I was in such a negative, unhealthy place. Like, I couldn't get out of bed. My world kind of stopped. Mm-hmm. That's not normal behavior, I feel like, and it's not something I want my children to see. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was moving past everything that I had dealt with, and I realized that there was such a codependency for me with her, and maybe for her with me, that I wanted to be healthier and have a friendship, but not one that was so codependent that we relied on each other so much. Mm-hmm. To where, I mean, there were times when I relied on her more so than I did my own husband, because it was just such a safe friendship and such a safe place. Mm-hmm.
Another point that was brought up in this conversation was the Instagram post with Carrie and the ride or die hashtag.
Ride or die.
What do we want to say about that?
You know, that's probably more for Carrie. I will say I did a cycling event for domestic violence that was called Break the Cycle. Our cycling hashtag was Ride or Die. And I feel really bad. I didn't even think that that picture would get out there and hurt. But it obviously would hurt Brandy's feelings whenever she saw it. But Carrie paid $300 to ride a bike with me for an hour for women for domestic violence. So... I will never be mad.
Ride or die. Like, yes. The riding effect. Because at first I was like, oh, like, ooh, that's best friend material. You can't be best friends with other best friends. But it's like,
Also didn't know that. So does that make, like, she knows a cycling, but she didn't know, like, everything, you know, going into it. So.
And then the comments about the local news station regarding Brandy's kids leaving school. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That came up next.
You know, that was talked about at Oh, that was talked about at the reunion, and somebody called me, like a very nice woman that's interviewed all of us before, and she said, I feel sorry for Brandy. I feel like she's gone through so much, and I want to do a story that shows, like, that you guys are real people and do something, like, really supportive for her. And she was like, and I just hear, you know, I've heard about, like, her kids getting kicked out of school. And I said, I don't think that would be anything that she would ever talk about while the kids are in school. Like, she's not, like, she would never jeopardize their schooling. But I will give you her number and you can talk to her about that. And Brandy was really upset that I didn't, that I said, there's said something she wouldn't talk about. The kids were in school. Mm-hmm. I should have said, here's her, you know, I don't know what I should have done, but I didn't say that didn't happen. I just felt like it was after the reunion. It was said on the reunion and I have no idea, mm-hmm. but that was totally my fault, my bad. And I called Brandy acting like it was no big deal, and I was excited for her, and I'm sure she was like, what the heck is wrong with you? And whenever the lady called.
Mm. Do you constantly, like, double catch yourself before you say anything? Like, you always think twice before you say something now
than beforehand? I always do. Always. Like, even – but I'm usually better about that in life, too. Like, even on the show, I always – in my mind, I'm like, pros and cons, like, reacting versus – you know what I'm saying? I really try to be cognizant of what I say because – especially now, because especially I know, like, it will fuck your life up.
Especially now, right?
It lives forever. This show airs in so many countries.
So many. Yes. Yeah. But because of that conversation between you and Brandy, it seems like y'all are great friends again. And now y'all can go back to pretending to being 20, right? Mm-hmm. I love that that was y'all's phrase together.
No, it's fun. And honestly, I feel like we're both in such a better place. Like, our friendships... in such a good place right now. We're leaning on each other, but not to the point to where it's unhealthy. Okay. And our friendship is back to being fun. And she's looking at things very different this year too. Like, we'll call, and instead of talking about the show and the drama, we'll call and talk about our kids and what we want to do and, like, go to the baseball games. So I feel like season two, it's made us both, like, realize that the most important things were always right there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What were you thinking when she revealed the miscarriage at this moment?
Oh my gosh.
That broke my heart because don't get emotional, because it's such a hard thing to do, and it's like a loss of a baby. I mean, you see the heartbeat, you get excited, you know, mentally, mm-hmm. you're going to have a baby. I feel so bad for her about that, and it makes me sad that I wasn't there to support her during that time, because it's so hard.
Yeah. Well, let's take a turn, and the word from our sponsor, Rashid, do you have some information?
I do. So in the upcoming romantic comedy, I Do Until I Don't, Lake Bell at Helms, Mary Steenburgen, Paul Reiser, Amber Heard, and Wyatt Cenac star as three couples in a film about marriage being an old-fashioned idea that needs a reboot. Why not turn marriage into a 7-year contract with an option to renew? As the manipulative filmmaker, played by Dolly Wells, attempts to wreak havoc on these couples, they hilariously discover the do's and don'ts in their own relationships. Critics are calling I Do Until I Don't a touch of genius and charming and funny. This is Lake Bell's first, it's the directorial follow-up to her acclaimed 2013 comedy, In a World, I Do Until I Don't, open September 1st in theaters everywhere. Sounds great. Like a unique concept to me.
Yes. Thank you. I get 7-year contracts. What's going on in the chat? Any questions for Stephanie?
So everybody's team Stephanie. Everybody loves Stephanie. They're just asking questions about Brandy, mostly. And just wondering if Brandy took some of the blog posts out of context, I guess. And I think...
I think even Brandy would, but I don't think it was purpose. Does that make sense? Like, I think now reading it, like, we talked about it at the pool one day, and she was like, you know, I was just so hurt, and, you know, I felt like my marriage was so attacked. I totally 100% get it. So we had a moment where we did discuss that. But like I said, I feel like whenever she read it, she probably read those words, and I, you know, she's such an amazing person. I think that's the way she felt, and I'm never going to take that away from her and say that she was wrong to feel the way she did. Mm-hmm. I will just say I never wrote it that way. It was not written that way. And when I read it, and I've had a million people read it in my family and everything, I'm like, am I crazy? Or, mm-hmm. It just wasn't, it was written about my husband and Brian. It was never written to, I would never trash somebody's marriage because my marriage is not perfect and marriage is sacred and it's so freaking hard.
I got it. Well, when Leanne found out about the fast reuniting, she questioned it a little bit, and then she is now going to introduce the Two-Face costume. She can't hold back. What do you make of this costume, Stephanie? Everyone wants to know.
Well, I mean, I did not know what she was. I thought she was Cruella De Vil whenever she first came in. I was like, oh, that's great. I swear, I think the costume really is Cruella De Vil. I was like, I hope my puppies are safe. Just kidding, Leanne. but no, I mean, whenever she walked in, nothing surprises me anymore. I'm not going to lie. Like, if she walked in and she was like, oh, you look beautiful, I'm so happy to be here, I'd be like, oh, what the heck is going on? But it's so weird. I mean, was it a little – at first it was a little humiliating when I found out. But then I'm like, you know what? Like, I could kick her out and make a scene. But then she's a guest in my home. That's not the right thing to do. And I feel like it's actually worse for her to have to stay there because they're my friends, my family, my house.
Kind of embarrassing so like, yourself, yeah. It seemed like. And yes. I want to give you so much praise because Travis came up to you saying, I want to kick Leanne out because she is making fun of you in our home. And you said, no, I don't want to do that. That's going to cause more conflict. And I want to praise you for doing that because I don't think I could have done that. I don't know about y'all, but like if someone's making fun of me in my house, like I would want them to leave. But I agree. Think that is awesome.
I'm an emotional person. Stood up for yourself. I think I might have been like, it would have been
handled it so well, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
A table flip moment in my house.
I totally agree. Like, I used to be a therapist, and like, that is the way to deal with a situation. However, I'm also emotional, and my husband's super chill. So, like, I paused it and I was like, do you see what he did? Did you see what he did right there? Because my husband would have been like, just ignore it, just like you did. And that's exactly what you do in that situation. But I was like, yes. I was like, this is what my husband needs to do. Mm-hmm. He needs to stand up for me when this kind of stuff goes down. Because, you know, this happens in my life. So,
this is,
you know.
Called balance.
Yeah. Right. Well, exactly. And that's why
I feel
crazy
like whenever I entertain, I always have to ask someone to leave. So I definitely.
I'm over you.
I would definitely be asking her. So and I love Leanne, but yeah, I mean, you know, coming to someone's house, you know, I'm not saying like I, in your position, I would do that, but I'm not above asking someone to get out. Just saying.
No, I mean, I don't know. I just, in that moment, I knew what probably everybody upstairs, the producing room, wanted me to do, which was kick her out because it would be very good. But I was like, you know, it's just more entertaining to make her stay. And then also, it's like I have two little boys. So when my child is kicking and screaming in front of me, trying to get his way or get a reaction, when I step over him and give him nothing, he usually moves on to something else. So I feel like sometimes you have to treat a tantrum by giving it no life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. See people facts. Yes. That's what you come to the show
major,
for.
Yes. Right.
Let's take a look at some of the costumes and the looks. What did we
Harry's like? Harry's costume. She was a tiger.
She has the best body.
Oh, my
God.
Yes. Body. I mean, you too, girl. You too.
Yes, for sure.
You could have easily done that. You could have been tigers together. I feel like y'all would have looked.
Oh, my gosh. No. Smashing. I'm like, I, there's no way. I'd be so uncomfortable. Be like this the whole night.
Right? She technically had her tatas out. Yes. She had that scarf on top of her. And I was like, wow, girl, you do it. Yeah. You do it.
I was wondering about the bottoms. I was like,
yes, I looked at that too because I was like, wait, if there's no top, let's see the bottoms. But I think it's just like some panties.
Yeah, like okay. Like the little boy short panties.
Booty shorts.
Oh, uh-huh. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I know. I looked at that too. I was like, wait a sec. Hold on. If it's all body paint. And that was a topic of conversation. They're like, ooh, some people are wearing body paint at this party.
But the body paint, it wasn't like regular paint. It was almost like airbrush. And she could sit on my couch. Like, my whole thing was like, can I hug you? Can you sit on my couch?
Can I hug you? Like, I wonder how long it took for her to get that.
I wonder how it came off.
Yeah,
that's a good question.
Wash it off. I think you like use oil or something to get all the paint off. But it was incredible.
I wonder how much that cost to get done because it was detailed work.
It was very detailed work.
Yeah. So what other looks? I mean, so there was a tie. We talked about them. We talked about Bill and Monica Lewinsky. Yes. Were they at the party?
yes.
And the Pink Princess Cameron as well.
Tiffany was there.
Yes,
I was just seeing Tiffany.
I wish they would have spent more time like on her. It's like they showed her get out of the car and then you didn't see her.
Yeah.
And I wish they would have gave her more.
I did too.
Time,
I kind of wish
I think people love her
this season. I liked her.
I really liked her.
Tweeted her. I was like, "Were you there?" Because this was before. This was when we first saw her, and then they put the name on the bottom like 10 minutes later. She was like, "Yeah, I came as like sexy cop Rich because he couldn't make it." So that was her spin on the party. I love her.
Was your relationship with Tiffany? By the way,
she's so precious. Okay. I've talked to her quite a bit. And I talked to her for a long time at the party. We had some shots together. She's very fun.
right?
I wish. And she's very wise. And she was very present in conversation and everything. So I wish they would have done her more of a service to, like, have her on there more. Because she was such a huge part of the show.
Last year, of course.
Yeah. So I was just a little disappointed in that.
Yeah.
But that's awesome that she wanted to come to your party and know that they were filming and that
she
wanted
so
to be included.
She's so supportive. And, like, she always, like, sticks up for us. And she's incredible.
I love that.
Yeah, that's great. Cameron shows her claws a little bit when it comes to Brandy about the lack of talent that she may have in the pageant.
Oh, this was good. This was good.
So something's brewing.
When Brandy made that comment, I didn't think it was shady. I thought it was just a direct statement after Cameron said she didn't have a talent.
Yeah.
She was responding, and she was like making fun of herself. So it's like, I thought that was okay.
I mean, that's kind of who Brandy is too. Like, she always makes jokes, and I think it's funny. I always get made fun of. She always makes fun of me at my expense. I'm like, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Nobody picked up on Leanne's costume except for Mark. After
Mark knew right away. I love Mark.
Yes.
Can we talk about Mark? Mark is so great.
He's so fun.
He's so funny. So funny for me.
Leanne wore the 75K bracelet knockoff rhinestone bracelet. I forgot about that.
Yes. That's how Mark knew it was you because of that. I'm like, of course, that bracelet. Is everyone. Yes. Mark.
Yes.
Love it.
I was surprised to hear that DeAndra thought Leanne's costume was rude and inappropriate. I thought they were tight, so I didn't think she would speak
out. You know what
her,
I love about DeAndra is she is like her own person. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Like, she will say how she feels. And I really got that. That was the first time, but you'll see that with her a lot. Like, she's not like the go with the flow and the popular opinion girl. She'll tell Leanne whenever she feels like she's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely love that part. I agree. Like, I didn't know if that was just like a glimpse of what she's really like or if it was just at that moment, but I like got a new respect for her at that moment because it wasn't cool.
But that's when I saw Mama D.
Oh yes, that's what I saw.
I was like, oh my god, she's just like her mother.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna look for this now. I'm gonna watch.
Yeah, definitely watch. Mm-hmm. Mannerisms and like, everything, pointing fingers.
Now I'm going to watch because I watched the show, but I'm always like, oh crap, you know, because I'm like in it and I'm like, oh god, thinking of everyone else watching it. But no, I'm gonna watch that now. But I think that's something that you'll see with DeAndra. Like, more and more. It's really cool.
Something I always want to know with the Housewives is clothes. Like, if you wear a certain dress to a reunion or a party, can you really ever wear that again? Or do you feel like that's retired? I'm just curious.
You cannot wear it on camera again. Mm-hmm. So, I wore the dress that I wore for our season one opener, like our little party for season one. I wore last week at a charity event. So I definitely wear my clothes more than, but a lot, I don't think Leanne and DeAndra don't, like, they're very good about like just never wearing things again and like sell, but I don't know. It's just so expensive. I feel like I have to, or Travis would be so mad at me.
That's what I'm saying. An unlimited wardrobe for cameras is a lot.
Yes. No, I mean, I just, but it gets stressful. Like at the end of the season, you're like, having to go shopping a lot.
Yeah.
I bet.
And I would borrow stuff from my girlfriends too. I'm like, can I please borrow that dress?
do they kind of direct you with what you can wear in your confessionals as well?
Yes, you have to get everything approved. So my final look, which I think they've already shown the blue dress, I've had that dress for 6 years. I'm not even joking. I had like 5 options. Nothing was working. And then they pulled that blue dress from it was like a 6-year-old dress.
I like that. Wow.
Fascinating stuff.
The reunion, like everything has to be approved because through Bravo, so you can kind of have a say at everything. They're the final say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm glad you can rewear the dress at philanthropical events, which is what I want to talk about with you and your charities. I know you're very philanthropic, and I know you're with Big Brother Big Sister, so I want you to talk to us more about that.
So I have been a Big Sister for 10 years.
Love that.
My little Sierra, I've known her longer than I've had my children, so I literally had her, and then I was pregnant, and we kind of grew up together. She was 9. Now she's 19. She's going to college. Oh, she's the first person in her family to go to college, which is really awesome. Honor roll student, just like super good girl.
Eek, that's so exciting.
Super good girl.
Go Sierra.
Yes.
Oh my gosh,
yes.
Really neat. I love that. And what other, I know you donated bone marrow too.
Uh-huh.
So I would love for you to talk about that and how that process went for you.
Yeah. So 5 years ago, I was doing a fun run with my youngest son, or my oldest son, Chance. And at the end, they had these people from DKMS. Mm-hmm. Who were doing swabbing for bone, you know, for the bone marrow registry. So I swabbed, gave it to them, and I was like, what is the likelihood that I'll ever be called to donate? And the girl was like, less than 1%, because unless it's a family member, and then it's 30% chance that you'll be matched. So fast forward 5 years, I am in California. For Easter, I get a call from DKMS that there is a woman who is in desperate need of a bone marrow transplant.
Wow.
And that I was her sole 10 out of 10 match within the entire world. Wow. Because the registry is not just U.S. based. So I hopped on a plane, went and did my blood work, and within 3 or 4 weeks, I was at the hospital giving her my bone marrow.
Wow.
And she's doing much better now. And we can kind of be pen pals, but we don't know each other's names. I've never met her. She doesn't know who I am. I don't know who she is. So it's kind of like you're pen pals with somebody that you've never met. And then after a year, you can choose to meet, which is totally up to her.
Yeah.
But it's been really amazing, and it's been a blessing. And it's something that I'm excited about, because sometimes life becomes more about like the drama and, you know, everything going on and things like that, and things like that are happening in Houston are the things that we really should be focusing on.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
As we round out this episode, we can talk about how, Stephanie, you feel that, you know, Brandy really is up to her old ways, and you're just kind of
Brandy?
Leaving. I mean, that's
Leanne. Leanne.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Leanne is such a waste. You're waiting.
Do
for
not
Brandy.
Start it again.
Don't. No, please don't. Right. I was like so depressed.
It's Brandy that you're waiting on. You're waiting for Brandy to come around to notice the always of Leanne.
There we go. There we go. I was like, no.
We're all good.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah, you
we
just
will
wait
and see. But
Leanne's worried that she's going to be on the outs, basically. And I love how Travis is just dying to throw her out. They keep cutting to him, like ready to get rid of her.
Oh my gosh, he was so mad at her that night, and I was like, "Don't you dare!" But it makes me happy that I have a husband that like supports me and doesn't let people walk all over me or, you know, act nasty to me. So I'm happy about, you know, it's sweet watching it. Even though at the moment I was like, oh no, he was going to throw her out, even though I say no, you know, but he was respectful of my wishes, but he was so angry that she did that.
It's so obvious that Travis loves you so much. And the fact that he came up to you to let you know, like, hey, she is wearing this. Mm-hmm. What should I do about it? You know, he wanted your permission before he did anything, because, you know, I feel like Mark would have just made his own decision of what he wanted to do.
Oh, yeah,
but it's like Travis is like, I'm going to go talk to my wife first to see how she would like for me to react. So go Travis. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. No, he knows I hate like really like, I don't know. I just hate like really intense drama, like yelling. And I mean, it just, I wasn't raised with it. So it makes me so uncomfortable. So I'm glad he did that, because if he was throwing her out and they were screaming and yelling at each other, I think I would have a nervous breakdown.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we love it.
Yes. Thank you.
In Leanne's blog, she said that she did apologize to you for the outfit at the end of the night. Was that true? How did that happen?
You know, I mean, it's very interesting that she's talking about an apology, because if you remember at the dog park, I apologized to her. She said it was a very quick apology. But if I apologized to her, then why would she still continue to come and taunt me and be disrespectful and nasty to me? I remember her saying that her therapist told her not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, and she shouldn't have done it. But at the same time, you're still there and you're still acting on something that you knew better. I mean, she knew what she was doing when she came. And sometimes I feel like, just own it and take responsibility. And maybe maybe when the show came out, if she was like, you know what, I'm so sorry, Stephanie, that was so wrong, and I shouldn't have done that, and I regret it, it would be a little bit easier than, you know, than her just turning it back around on me for some reason.
Mm-hmm. I also feel all like right. It's a little bit of jealousy, too. She doesn't want to lose Brandy as a friend to you. So in my eyes, it's kind of like is she doing this to stir the pot to make you mad and let Brandy side with her so she doesn't lose Brandy? What do y'all think?
Well, my other thing about that is, because I definitely thought that as soon as Brandy and Stephanie got back together, like, as friends, she would have a problem, because I just felt that from her. But, like, if you're a good friend, it shouldn't matter who your friends are friends with, right? Because you guys should all just get along. So I'm just like, why are you worried? Like, just be a good person.
You can have two friends.
Yeah. Everybody can be friends, right?
Let's all be friends.
That's the great thing about
not being in high school anymore, right? You can have multiple friends. Yeah. It's like a big world.
True. Very true.
But I have to remind myself when I watch these shows, the magnifying glass on these conversations is major. So.
Yeah, and I think about that all the time. I like wonder if she like came up with this idea of like, I'm going to go as Two-Face, like as a joke, and then like producers are like, yeah, go, like do it, like egging her on. Now, I don't know if that happens or not, but I mean, her therapist did tell her not to do it.
Yeah. Right. Well, the one thing about Leanne is that she's there to entertain, and I think that's
it's entertaining for sure.
And at the end of the day, she is a person too, and it makes me sad if she's getting a lot of, you know, like, it was a mistake. If she owns it, that's fine, but I hope people aren't like raking her over the coals about it over and over and over again, because it did happen on Halloween and it is in the summer.
Right.
You know,
it's almost a year ago. Yeah. We're thinking about Halloween this year.
Yeah. I love how Bravo is like, Halloween comes early. I'm like, oh, a year late.
Exactly.
A little bit of a delay there. I mean, this show for me, I'm so excited that it's back. I couldn't have come back fast enough. Right? I think we've all been waiting for it.
Yes. Waiting. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it hard to recall things that happened so long ago?
Well, and I call them confessionals, but I guess Bravo says they're not really called confessionals, but I feel like I'm confessing my sins and probably going to go to hell afterwards whenever I get in the chair. But sometimes it is, because you are asked questions and then it happened so long ago. I'm like, well, how did I look like I felt? You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you forget. Like, you always remember the happiest moments and the saddest moments, the things that were really impactful. But, like, the little crap in between, I'm like, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Like, what that little thing that was said, like, it didn't bother me. But, you know, but sometimes you have to, like, really jot your memory and try to figure out where you were at that place. And when it was 5 months ago, it's hard.
Yeah.
Believe it.
Well, any other questions? Perhaps in the chat.
Yes, I have one question from Sarah, who's joining us live in YouTube chat, and she says, "Did you know any housewives other than Brandy before the show?"
Oh, before the show, Carrie.
Okay,
I met her. Fun fact: Leanne did a movie with Faye Dunaway, called Rain, and my husband was actually the executive producer of that in 2006. So I did not, but Travis actually knew Leanne. Very minimally back in the day. And I'd seen her at charity events, but we never really talked. I with the domestic violence agency that I worked with, I actually honored Dandra's late uncle, who was very giving and a wonderful person. And then Cameron, I never met her until, you know, right before. So like season one, I kind of knew of Leanne. Definitely Brandy. Mm-hmm. Met Carrie maybe 6 months before, and she was very lovely to me. And then,
And can I actually ask about Carrie? Because I think we've talked about this before, but, like, I can't get a good read on, like, who she is. So can you just, like, tell us a little bit more about, like, her and your relationship with her?
Yeah, absolutely.
And, like, what kind of person she is?
So, you know, Carrie, even for me, in the beginning, she was really very kind to me. She's very loyal, which I really enjoy I appreciate with somebody. But she's very nurturing. And I feel like last season, it wasn't really shown that side. It was more like her and Mark. So I'm actually really happy that you see her with Zuri and you see more of a nurturing, loving side. Because I feel like I told her, I was like, that's such a great side of you. And I feel like that's what I relate to.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we're both moms. And, you know, there's more to you than just being in scrubs and working and being a nurse. She's funny. She's super, super loyal, and she'll do anything for your friends. And And honestly, when Brandy and I were going through everything, the one thing I admired and can say about Carrie is she never talked bad about Brandy. She never chose sides. She was there to support me, but she was always like, you guys have to fix this. She was all about us being friends again and never made me feel like she didn't want that for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's so nice.
That's great. Yeah. Wow, well, this has been a great show, guys. Yes. Right. Thank you. Yeah. Stephanie Holman, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Well, we want to keep up with you. We discussed StephanieHolman.com. Any other projects or outlets you'd like to promote?
You know, not really. I'm trying to think. Just honestly, charity work. Like, I just did a PSA with DKMS that I'm so excited for. And for me, it's more about getting awareness out of, you know, figure out what your passion is and what you want to do to give back. And even if it's taking your kids to buy, you know, coats for, you know, a shelter or something, just I feel like it's all about giving. And it's actually the most selfish act in the world because you get so much out of it. So
good advice. I have one more question for you. Given that Dallas is all about the charity world, are we getting any big charity events this season? How's the charity world looking?
It's I'm weird. Like I chaired a big event with Big Brothers Big Sisters, but I feel like I want it to focus on the charity, not about myself and the girls. And if drama happened, I would die because it would take away from that. So for me, I do it for myself. And I feel like I can use outlets like this and my social media to really promote. But it's not something – I think maybe Land does a few things, but I really don't with the stuff that I do because also like domestic violence, it's such a harsh – it's such a hard topic. Mm-hmm. And Big Brother and Big Sister, there are children there. And, you know, so I feel like I'm very careful about respecting the organizations and making sure that I only bring positivity to it.
Smart.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, you guys can keep up with us on all of these lovely platforms.
Yes, DJ Richie Sky. You can follow me at DJ Richie Sky on Instagram and Twitter.
And I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me all over social media at Athletic.
Yes, thank you all so much for tuning in. And I do want to say that my heart really goes out to Houston right now. Being from Texas, it's affected me dramatically. And so if you would, please donate to Red Cross to help those affected by the horrible Hurricane Harvey. Again, my name is Rachel Robillard, and you can find me on Instagram at @Rach_Robillard.
And for even more Real Housewives of Dallas, you can read my recap over on realitytea.com and listen to my podcast. It's Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. From all of us here at AfterBuzz TV, that'll do it for us. We'll be back with more Real Housewives of Dallas coming up.
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Perfect.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.